You're listening to 101.9 CITR. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Ben is away to Portland with some friends, and he's going to have a great time. He works too hard for you guys, the local Vancouver music scene. He needs a little break. 1 week of him breaking, and then he will be back ready to support live music here in Vancouver on Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Chris. Tonight, probably at about in 58 minutes, Kick Everything, a trio from Vancouver, is going to be performing, and please tune into that. It is so fantastic outside. Wouldn't it be great to enjoy this summer weather with some nice, heavy, rock and rollin' kind of tunes? I hope that you enjoy a few of the songs today. I want to play this one first. I hope you're okay with a little bit of garage rock out of Montreal. The great Tricky Woo plays now.
Slow down.
Ah, the summer. That is New Sensei, a duo out of Vancouver. From what I've heard, a successful stint performing a few shows at the Sled Island Music Festival in Calgary. They did. Heard about it from a member of the Beelines, Adam Fothergill. The Beelines had a fantastic time as well. I'm going to get into some Calgary bands, but I also wanted to tell you what else I played. Played something from Slam Dunk. If you pick up this month's Discorder magazine, you will see their lovely face on the cover. They are four-piece out of Victoria, British Columbia. Lovely chaps and an energetic live show for which you have never seen before. Just great energy and catchy songs like that one. The tune that I played was Slow Dance. Also, I really like that song from Montreal's Grand Trine. They have an LP out, and it's quite great. I began it all with something from Montreal's Tricky Woo. Are they together? Are they not? When they were rocking heavy, about the 2000s, 2001, 2002, that was just some real prime golden sounds coming from that. Sometimes three-piece, sometimes four-piece. Always has the Frankenstein guy singing and playing the guitar the only way he knows how. And then they had a bit of a breakup and tried to keep going. It just kind of fell flat. I don't know what the new order is, but I know that they're still playing. Good on them. I love Tricky Woo. That's from their my favorite album that they've ever done. Sometimes I Cry. Now, a band that didn't really have that great a time, from what he had told me, is Adrian Burris, lead singer from the Apollo Ghosts. He tried his hand at the Sled Island Music Festival, starting off his tour with his his bandmates, Amanda and Jay. They're going to hit the East, going to play the Sappy Fest, whole bunch of other great shows in the States. They got a chance to play with a gentleman. I keep forgetting his name, and maybe it doesn't matter. This guy from Oakland made their time at Sled Island quite a bear. Adrian broke a string on his guitar, and this fellow whom he was playing with refused to help him anyway. He just says, pay your dues, go out there and play. And it wasn't just that. The guy, from what Adrian explained to me, was a bit of a, what's the word, numbnuts. He was saying, he had this statement that Adrian told me that DIY bands is what is destroying the music scene right now. DIY bands are, they're destroying the music scene. That was this Oakland gentleman's opinion of what is wrong with music. I still don't understand what he was talking about, but I would love to ask him. I would love to ask him. This is the Apollo Ghosts. I quite love this song, and I love the album for which it contains this song. Wow, that's great English. This is Things You Go Through from the Mount Benson album. It's very hot in here. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell in 45 minutes. The three-piece from Vancouver called Kick Everything will be performing. Please stick around.
liquor store closed.
Things you go through.
Drinking brews, heartbreak too.
Things you go through.
November is cold and it's dark and it is always raining.
Things you go through.
Finding a job where you finally stop complaining.
What do you think of that?
Aftermath of storms, I'll let you use my hammer. I wasn't bold, and so I went and stole it in the cover of the wailing of the storm.
Drain, supported by bits and pieces, really hard, really needy, looking for some fish to catch.
shifting, things are waving, moving up and down, up and down, side to side, side to side. Language motion, sick to stomach, walking around in bare feet. No control, what's control? Something hard, something odorous, and that configuration to you.
Lovely. That was a band called the SSRIs. Their new album is confusing. Infeminate Godzilla-sized wind chimes houses the track, the very first track, certain set configuration, very nicely done. Members of these guys, they're in other bands, lots of other bands. Drummers in Boogie Monster, pretty electric volcanic duo of noise debauchery. Also, Joe, the lead singer, who plays the guitar marvelously and sings very, very high and marvelous, is also in a band called Aunts and Uncles. All the guys in this, Elliot, lovely, fantastic musician, probably in a whole bunch of bands. Anyway, if you know anything about Vancouver, you know about the SSRIs and you will go see them. Also, don't go see Wolf Parade every week in Vancouver. They live in Montreal. Yes, well, that was dumb. Wolf Parade have a new album called Expo 86. And as much as I like the tracks, I love the fact that it's called Expo 86. There's so much good stuff that happened to me at Expo. I'm sure that it bled Vancouver dry of funds. Took so much money to make that thing happen. But, man, there was so much fun. The SkyTrain. I haven't been on the SkyTrain in about 5 years. But back in the day when I was 12, I thought that was like the greatest thing invented. Anyway, I played a very good track from that band. I believe it was Little Golden Age, but do not hold me to that. Also had something from Thresh Hermit, and that was about it, and some Apollo Ghosts. Apollo Ghosts were on the long list for the Polaris Music Prize. Found out that they're not on the short list. Not surprised. I don't think they are either. And I was looking at the short list. There's only 10 bands there, and all of them you pretty much know. They're quite famous. To be fair, a lot of those bands that are on that list, in my opinion, made some pretty good albums. Caribou's Swim album's on there, and it's not his best. I thought the last one was really quite wonderful. And how do you top that? It's like topping Thriller. You cannot. But the Broken Social Scene album, I kind of liked too. Shad is on there for a second time. Final Fantasy, can't go wrong with Owen Pallett, can you? No. But you can't go wrong with the Beelines. And the Beelines are going to be playing a chock full of shows in the area. They played 3 shows at Sled Island, a couple house shows. Everyone was going crazy for the Beelines, as you would think. This is something from their lovely 6-song 7-inch that I am going to set up in 2 seconds. First off, why don't I play a little bit of some Broken Social Scene and then blow your mind with some B-lines? This is from Broken Social Scene's Forgiveness Rock record. On the short list, no surprise for a Polaris Music Prize, let's play track 7 from this mammoth album. Good. This is 101.9 CITR. Wait for it. In 26 minutes, the lovely three-piece known as Kick Everything is going to be performing live. They're already tuning their instruments, and I cannot wait. First off, though, let's play something from Broken Social Scene.
sun.
Oh,
the album Latin, that was Holy Fuck, with the second track from their album. I believe it was called Red Lines. Darn it. Why? It can't be that hard to find this. Oh, there it is. Red Lights Crap. All right, that was Holy Fuck. They are from Dundas, Ontario. I don't really know where that is. Is that the street in Toronto that they live? Whatever. They are pretty good, and also Caribou is good from their last album, Swim. Sled Island, all done, but with it remains some great memories, and a lot of those memories were uncovered by the likes of the Beelines. I really like this song. I just want to check if it's on 45 instead of 33. So let's play it now. This is the Beelines, the four-piece out of Vancouver. They are playing a really good show on the 16th of this month with Diamond Day. I've never heard of this band before, but they're also playing with Petroleum Byproduct and Makeout Videotape, I believe so. So that looks to be a good show. I bet Diamond Day will just be the cherry on top. This is the Beelines. Hopefully this all works. 10 more minutes, and then we will get to the Vancouver trio known as Kick Everything. They're rehearsing as we speak. It's sounding fantastic. Let's wait 10 more minutes. Let's play some Beelines.
Yeah. all your friends, they ain't no good.
So many amazing little photos of Damien Abraham of the band Fucked Up at the Sled Island Music Show. Had something to do with my friend Steve Louie going to Sled Island, taking a whole bunch of photos, and the Pink Eyes, lead singer Fucked Up, came up and started spitting Dr. Pepper all over the place and got on his camera. But in Steve Louie's words, these are his exact words, that's okay, man. It's okay. It was a good shot. And it's true. There are photos that you could find on Flickr. You just go Steve Louie, L-O-U-I-E photography. He's got about 5,000 photos of all great bands performing, and some of the photos are really quite wonderful, and I suggest that you go and find them for yourself, because they're pretty pretty cool. Excellent. Also had just a whole lot of great tunes there. Got some B-lines, got some grown-ups, the hosts of Sled Island there from Calgary, Alberta, and I believe that...